Children and young people in care feel powerless in the face of a system which is perceived to hold all the power and have no voice in important decisions being made about their future. And that's what they told the 2015 expert panel review of Child, Youth and Family. Well, in response, the panel recommended the establishment of an independent service to help them connect with each other, to listen to their concerns and advocate on their behalf. Well, that service, named Voice Whakarongomai and funded by the government and the philanthropic sector, will come into being in April. Tyndall Foundation manager John McCarthy is chair of the steering group establishing the service. Good morning.
Morning, Susie.
It seems amazing that this is something that we're still talking about, that children feel stigmatised by being in care and just want to be loved.
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, the great thing is we have the opportunity now, but, you know, when we've looked at it, you think that there are 5,500 children and young people in care. You know, they're children from very difficult backgrounds. You know, they present challenges, definitely. But we know each of those children. We know where they are as a community. And, in fact, they're the children we have our arms around, if you like. But, you know, feedback from them is, and, you know, I think any objective look at it is, that they have among the poorest outcomes of any children in the country. They also carry, or they feel like they carry, like a badge of shame, if you like, this label of being a foster kid. And also they have this incredibly isolated experience where they feel like they're the only ones. You know, we have to be able to do better than that. There's something been missing from our system, and that's the voice of the most important person in the room, if you like, the voice of children and young people. And that's what Voice will do. Mm. It will be a voice of those children.
And how, practically, is this going to work?
So, on a number of levels. So, Voice Whakarongomai will do essentially three main things. It will advocate for the needs of those children and young people in care, both at an individual level, but also the collective voice of those children into the foster care system, into the new children's ministry and how foster care is shaped and delivered over time. Secondly, and I think, you know, critically, it will connect those children and young people to each other. They feel incredibly isolated, like they're the only ones going through this experience. And it's been very interesting as this service has been developed, because it's been developed with children and young people in care. They've helped to design it. Is that when you get children and young people in care in the same room as each other, there's an immediate spark, there's an immediate connection, and it's empowering for them almost immediately. It's pretty humbling to see. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is we need to work to reduce the stigma, the sense of shame that children and young people in care feel, and to grow public awareness about how well kids can do in a well-run and, you know, well-structured foster care system.
Thank you very much for telling us about it. All the best with it too. That is Tyndall Foundation manager John McCarthy.